today?
I'm doing good. Did you get plenty of turkey? Don't like turkey.
It was silent. I kept waiting for you to come back, and I never heard anything.
I said, did you get plenty of turkey?
More than I wanted.
I'm not a huge turkey fan, but yeah, I did eat my fill of turkey and my fill of ham and all the other little fixings that go along with it. The thing wrong with mine is we traveled out of state to relatives, and I had to eat on Thursday night a Cracker Barrel turkey meal, and it wasn't good. It was cold, and they had piled them up because everybody was ordering that, and it was just, I don't know, Cracker Barrel needs to limit their menu drastically, and I think sales would double for them. That's just my opinion. You can't keep all that stuff fresh. You have to microwave it to life, and then that's what you got. But we had a big Thanksgiving meal on Saturday about 3 o'clock, and that was really good.
Dad, you on your way into work this morning?
Yeah, I'm on Highway 9.
Well, traveling, I just come through the great state of Gray Court.
Well, I got on Echolink one time and demonstrated for a relative I would be a good ham, and they finally developing some interest, and I'm trying to get him in their local club. That's the only way he's going to make it, if he has somebody local to help him.
I've been trying to do some recruiting myself, but you know, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't choke him to death.
With just about any hobby out there, if it doesn't reach out and grab somebody, they're not going to pursue it. And he's never pursued it up till now. And I had mentioned something when I saw him on Friday, and I said to my wife, I said, now if he doesn't mention it tomorrow, I'm done. And the first thing out of his mouth, let's talk some more about that ham radio. And he had a million questions. And I said, you know, we need to slow down. I'm flooding you, because he kept confusing HF and VHF and UHF and what you could do on each frequency and the kind of antennas and everything. And I said, Larry, slow down. We'll help you, but you're getting confused now. But he's got some nice trees. He could put up an in-fed antenna really well in his yard. And we'll just have to see what happens. I don't know. He may never mention it again, or he may call me and be all over it.
I got to try to dig me a hole. I've been looking at towers, but I have found a used one I may be putting up. But I really want to get one up sometime soon, because I keep sitting on it. And, you know, procrastination, it just, you know, it grows.
Being sick, I've just had so much going. I've got two or three big projects I need to hit, and I just hadn't started on any of them. But next year will be waiting on me, I guess. You hadn't seen any four-legged creatures you needed to harvest, have you?
Matter of fact, I haven't seen one on the property in probably about 3 weeks. I need to go pull my trail cam video and see what it's showing. But they do that every year. About midway or late in the season, they migrate to another area. And I don't know if they've migrated, but you know, usually I see them all the time. Usually we're sitting down there eating, and I'm watching them out the window. But nope, I have not seen any personally on my property lately.
A couple of friends that hunt, and everybody's going to bring me one, but nobody has, and I'm getting afraid I'm going to get past the window and not have one. Saw some on 26 just standing beside the road yesterday traveling to Kentucky, back from Kentucky. It's amazing how cars going 70 miles an hour, they'll just look at them and it doesn't scare them, but if you're out in the woods, you know how it's different.
It's wild like that, but I've put out some feelers. My brother-in-law I told him he hunts a lot, and he's always seeing deer on his property. He's got a big farm, and he doesn't eat them, but he tries to thin them out so he quit destroying his farm. But he shoots them and gives them away every year. And I put the filler out. And I said, look, I ain't got a deer, so I'd like to have something in the freezer. And I said, matter of fact, I got somebody else that is waiting for me to bring them one. And I said, so you get two, I got dibs. And he said, okay.
Well, I'm not asking for a freebie. I'd be glad to pay the processing and a little boot for gas. You know, so if a guy just likes to hunt, there's certainly a place to put the meat. All right, brother. Well, you sound like you might be doing two things at once. I'm gonna sign with you for right now. And before I go, tell me what Steve's been up to.
To be honest with you, I don't know that much. I stopped by up there and talked to him. I guess about 2 weeks ago, I went and bought that disc card from him, so I wasn't there long, and I think he's just getting ready for Christmas. He's going to pull our DAV trailer in the Christmas parade again this year, so we'll be doing that Sunday, and that'll probably be the most I've seen him.
What'd you buy from him, an airplane?
For my tractor, and I've been using the Deacons out of that thing, too.
What's that disc car?
Big, heavy thing goes on the back of the tractor. Looks like it's got plates standing up on the end. It's a disc. They turn up the soil.
Oh, okay. I know what that is. All right, my friend. Have a good day. W4, never give up.
You can be safe out there. And I'm coming into Fountain Inn, so I am traveling. But you have a good one, and I'll get up with you sometime, especially if I get you a deer. So you be safe. 73. 2-0-4 Mike Mobile. I'm clear listening.